It seems like almost yesterday that the movie The Gangs of New York shocked American audiences with its graphic portrayal of New York City in the middle of the 19th century. Martin Scorsese's 2002 production is a shockingly violent account of the gangland struggle for the control of Lower Manhattan. The film grossed over $200 million and won a number of awards for direction, acting, and music. Ticket sales were helped by the publicity surrounding the leading actors, Leonardo DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis. Residents of Southeast Missouri were interested in this prominent movie due to the fact that it was based upon the 1928 book, The Gangs of New York, written by Herbert Asbury of Farmington, Missouri. Asbury was born in Farmington on September 1, 1889, the son of Samuel and Ellen Asbury. Educated in the public schools of Farmington, Asbury attended Carleton College and in 1917 joined the U.S. Army and rose to the rank of second lieutenant. In 1918, he was seriously affected by exposure to poison gas, causing permanent damage to his lungs. After leaving military service, Asbury began a career in journalism, writing for newspapers in Illinois, Georgia, and New York City. He first gained national recognition for a controversial article about a lady of the night from Farmington, which appeared in H.L. Mencken's The American Mercury. Prior to his death in 1963, Asbury published 17 books, hundreds of articles, and numerous plays for screen and Broadway. But this most famous writer from Farmington, Missouri, will always be remembered for his account of the gangs of New York. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.